There is nothing worse than having your research lab float away, is there? Well, that is the problem that's facing the British Antarctic Survey. BASS, as it's called, has been forced to temporarily withdraw its staff from the futuristic Halley 6 research station. And they are in the process of shifting the whole complex to a spot where, you know, it won't drift away. On the phone with me now is the man who plans and oversees all Antarctic remote field activities for the British Antarctic Survey. His name is Mike Dinn. Mike, what's the latest from Halley 6?
So the main activity that's going on at Halley this season is the move of the research station from its current location to a site that's 23 kilometres away. And this is to move it into an area which is less threatened by the ice calving events that are happening and we've seen happening over the last 2+ years.
The British Antarctic Survey has said that there's, quote, no immediate risk, so why move them now?
We've seen some unprecedented change in the glaciology of the Brunt Ice Shelf. We saw a progressive change over the last 2 years, based around a chasm widening. And within the last 2 months, there's been a new crack that has opened up, a so-called Halloween crack, because it sort of first came to our notice around Halloween last year. So we've been undertaking modelling of the Brunt Ice Shelf using a whole raft of different things, including GPS measurements, looking at differential movements and the strain rates within the ice shelf itself. We've been getting satellite imagery, which enhances that perspective. We've been doing penetrating radar measurements to look at how fissures and so on have been opening over that period.
And just to be clear, the point is to get as close to the ice shelves as possible, right? I mean, there are safer areas of Antarctica where these researchers could be located, but you want to be close.
Well, the actual position of being on the ice shelf is one of a historical perspective in that we first occupied in this area of Antarctica based off the International Polar Year in 1956. So the first Halley station was built on that location, and we've quite successfully operated on the ice shelf over the interim period. And we've actually had 6 different research stations based at this site over that time. And at various points in time, we've seen changes on the ice shelf, but none of them reflect the situation as we see it today.
Did you foresee that you might have to move these 8 modules? I mean, just looking at them, of course, they're very colorful. That's the first thing you notice. But they're perched on these 4 sort of stilts, these modules with skis underneath them. I mean, they look very mobile. How intentional was that? And how often do you plan to move these things?
These modules were specifically designed to be jackable. In other words, they have hydraulic legs, which means that we can raise them out of the snow with relative ease. So they effectively can be held in place whilst the leg is raised hydraulically. And thus, we can raise them out of the ever-accumulating snow. But additional to that, they sit on skis, and therefore, they can actually be towed. So when they were built, they were moved from the original build site into a location at so-called Halley 6. And the idea was, as time went on, that station progresses towards the sea because it's on a floating ice shelf which moves and eventually calves at the ocean edge. And so over time, you need to move it progressively inland to protect it from potentially going out to sea.
88 people down there. That's a lot of researchers. Are any of them doing, or any of the scientists doing anything that's kind of caught your fancy or that you find kind of quirky or interesting?
We have a very long-term measurement of ozone, which, of course, was very fundamental to our understanding of the Earth's ozone hole, the one that manifests itself annually to a greater extent in the spring in the Southern Hemisphere. And we've been monitoring that and indeed were integral to the first understanding of that ozone hole and all the legislation and so on that's then ensued in terms of trying to protect the world's atmosphere from ozone depletion.
Okay, so I've followed you all the way up into the upper atmosphere now, but you also mentioned space research. What is it about Antarctica that lends itself to space research?
Well, we're looking at space weather events. So these are critical to communications infrastructure and other things. So things like satellites in space are subject to potential damage from solar flares. And we're looking at prediction of those kind of events because obviously these near space objects are potentially at threat from those kind of things. So we do sort of predictive analysis of when there is potential for these kind of events. So that's one of the interesting projects that's done through BASS research efforts.
And that was Mike Dinn, the primary planner of remote field activities for the British Antarctic Survey.